Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for our daily tech and business report. The wave of layoffs hitting the tech industry is hitting one type of employees especially hard. They are those who are in the U.S. on H-1B visas, which allows them to stay in the country only as long as they're employed. For more, Holly Kwan spoke with Bloomberg reporter Sinduja Rangarajan.
What happens when someone with an H-1B is laid off?
They typically, depending on when their last day of work is, you know, they usually have like 60 days to find another job who can also sponsor their visa, or they'd have to pack up their bags and go home because the visas are so tied intrinsically to an employer. You'd scramble to find a job within 60 days. And then that employer has to also sponsor your visa.
So is somebody really keeping track to make sure that, like, at you know, day 61, someone's going to knock on your door and say, okay, you know, let's go?
No, that won't happen, but you'll be out of status. And, you know, many of these people, come into the U.S. And are properly documented. And, they don't want to go out of status. Like, they would want to maintain their visas, and they've built their careers here, and they've done everything, by being in the proper immigration status that they're supposed to be. So they wouldn't want to lose it. Nobody, they may not, but they'll basically lose their visa status if they stay after 60 days and they don't have an employer and they don't have a new visa sponsorship. So most likely they'll go home.
So what happens at, like, for instance, Twitter, when the company CEO changes all their working conditions, and are you just, out of luck?
I think, Twitter did, do some mass layoffs, and we tried to get the figures of how many H-1B workers may be at Twitter, and we found, between Twitter and Meta, 350 people identified to be on temporary visas in crowdsourced spreadsheets saying that they would need visa sponsorship and are looking for a job. Many of them are on H-1B visas. And I think, basically when they get laid off, some companies like Meta and, Lyft have basically told their employees, you can work for us for a month or two. You have this notice period before your 60-day clock starts ticking. So they essentially have more time, 4 months maybe. And then they also offered one-on-one immigration consultations and things like that. With Twitter, the employees were pretty much left high and dry. Like we know, many of them just lost access suddenly, and then they were trying to get information from from the company, and they were given too little too late. So, in their case, many of them were really confused. When does my last day actually come into effect? When does my clock start ticking? When does the 60-day clock start ticking? And they didn't get the kind of support that some other companies have offered.
I wonder if there is a clearinghouse or someone that could pull together some list of companies or workers who are available now, because you think that there is this now treasure trove of really good workers, really smart people who are available. And if you were a startup, someone who was looking for good workers in the past, you weren't able to get them because, jobs were plentiful. Now they should take advantage of the opportunity.
Yes, absolutely. I think we write about this in the story. I'm glad you asked that. So I think, LinkedIn and Twitter and many of these social media networks have really, started popping with lots of information. Lots of people are crowdsourcing spreadsheets and creating, a database of people who are looking for work. We mentioned there are some, and it's very grass and organic. Nobody's done this before. Nobody with like, a real job building these databases is involved. It's just done by people who already have other jobs and are like, hey, let me just see what I can do to help. And so that's just happening a lot. You know, there are multiple like websites and spreadsheets and things that are on social networks that sort of like congregate a lot of information about people looking for work, and then reach out to recruiters saying, hey, this is a database we've built, like maybe you can go through this list and try to offer some jobs.
That's Bloomberg reporter Sinduja Rangarajan.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.